And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says baptism is essential to salvation? In the four previous programs, we discussed the fact that if a person wants to be saved, he must hear God's Word, believe in Jesus as God's Son, repent of his sins, and confess Christ as Lord. But just hearing, believing, repenting, and confessing will not save anyone. There is one last thing a person must do. Salvation is about getting rid of sin. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus spoke of how it is possible for people to die in their sins. Thus, the central question related to salvation is this: how does a person get rid of his or her sins? The Bible provides the answer. In Acts chapter 22, we read of Saul of Tarsus, who had persecuted the Lord's church unmercifully. As Saul traveled to Damascus, the Lord blinded him and sent him into the city. 3 days later, the prophet Ananias arrived with these instructions: "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22, verse 16. What washes away a person's sins? Baptism does. How does a person get rid of his sin? He does it exactly the way Paul did it. He is baptized, that is, immersed in water. As Peter told the Jews in Acts chapter 2, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." How much clearer could the Bible make it? Does baptism alone save a person? Of course not. Peter addressed that false concept when he said in 1 Peter 3:21 that baptism does also now save us. The word "also" shows that something else is linked to baptism in the process of salvation. That something else is hearing, belief, repentance, and confession. If a person were to leave out any of those steps, then he would not be rid of his sin, and thus he would not be saved. Do baptism's waters have some sort of magical power to remove sin? No, of course they do not. As Peter explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, when he said that baptism is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. Have you done everything you need to do to be saved? If not, why not?
This is the gospel of Christ.